The word afraid is derived from the word fear. You can only be afraid of what you fear. And you only fear what has some kind of power over you. What power have Jews over us, and how did they get it? The shipwreckers. Let's see if there's anybody in America whom nobody dares criticize. The shipwreckers. The classic case occurs in the Jews' favorite book of the Torah, Esther, in which the Jews gloatingly report how the king's girlfriend, Esther, succeeding in having the king order the hanging of 20,000 innocent Gentiles, a smashing success, which the Jews celebrate every year in the Feast of Purim. I found the same pattern in ancient Rome, where, during all the persecutions of the Christians under Nero, his Jewish girlfriend, Poppaea, was gently making her Jewish suggestions, which changed world history. She got Nero to murder his mother, his wife, and feed thousands of Christians to the lions in the Colosseum. Let's see if there's anybody in America whom nobody dares criticize.
The shipwrecker.
The shipwreckers.
Jews.
I found communism largely Jewish, Zionism all Jewish.
The shipwreckers.
The shipwreckers.
Jews.
The Russian Revolution was not Russian at all.
The shipwreckers.
The shipwreckers.
Jews.
Nobody ever criticizes Jews as Jews. Do you dare do it? How did this happen? What's so special about these Jews? But the Bolshevik movement is and has been since its beginning.
The shipwreckers.
The shipwreckers.
Jews.
Guided and controlled by Russian Jews of the greasiest type.
The shipwreckers.
The shipwreckers.
Jews.
The Black Revolution, 99.9% Jew financed.
The shipwreckers.
The shipwreckers.
Jews.
It is just so with the criminal international gang of shipwreckers and looters called the Communists. In Capone's mob, you could cuss the torpedoes, but if you made vile remarks about Big Al, you weren't around long. In China, you can have all the free speech you want, so long as you don't criticize Mao Zedong. In Cuba, you can have all the free speech you want, so long as you don't criticize Castro. But in spite of all the fronts and cover-ups, there is one sure way of knowing who is the real boss anyplace. Let's see if there's anybody in America whom nobody dares criticize. It's certainly not the president. Razzing the president is a national sport. No people can tolerate such a vast and poisonous secret attack and survive. The shipwreckers.
Jews.
Let's see if there's anybody in America whom nobody dares criticize.
The shipwreckers.
The shipwreckers.
Jews.
The Russian Revolution was not Russian at all.
The shipwreckers.
The shipwreckers.
Jews.
Nobody ever criticizes Jews as Jews. Do you dare do it? How did this happen? What's so special about these Jews? But the Bolshevik movement is and has been since its beginning.
Shipwreckers.
The shipwreckers.
Jews.
Commercial racketeering and religion with their K's and U's.
The shipwreckers.
The shipwreckers.
Jews.
If it continues to exist and flourish, we will cease to exist. No people can tolerate such a vast and poisonous secret attack and survive. You can only be afraid of what you fear. And you only fear what has some kind of power over you. What power have Jews over us, and how did they get it?